Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. There are fears for our kids' safety due to chronic understaffing in the state's Child Safety Service. The Public Sector Union says there are 50 unfilled vacancies across the state. The CPSU's Thurza White says there's plenty that needs addressing.
We need to focus on the real issues, and that's about getting people into roles and keeping them there.
Industrial action is on the table with members to take part in a ballot this week. Social housing advocates are calling for the conversation to continue around the state's homelessness crisis, despite the official ending of Homelessness Week. Kim Bomford's the General Manager of Housing Choices Tasmania. She says the problem's not going to go away anytime soon.
In terms of accessibility into the rental market, regardless of the rent being charged, you know, there's only a 0.6% vacancy rate in Hobart.
And the size of Tasmania's parliament is back in the spotlight. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry backing a move to redraw electoral boundaries and increase the seats to 35. The state's peak business body's Michael Bailey says some electorates are too big.
If you look at the representation, and the representation particularly in Lyons, where you have the member there covering from Port Arthur through to Railton, and the differences across that broad part of Tasmania, I think it's money well spent.
Tassie cyclist Georgia Baker has ended her run at the Commonwealth Games on a high, picking up her third gold medal in the road race. Over in the hockey, Eddie Ockenden and Josh Beltz are flying through their competition. The Kookaburras survived a tight 3-2 matchup against England. They're now into the gold medal match against India. That one goes down tonight, our time. And the Northern Hawks have taken out the 2022 Netball Tasmania Grand Final, going up against Cripps Waratah for the first time in the decider. The Hawks made their getaway in the third quarter, the final score 68-36.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.